Over the last 2 weeks, you've heard about the wonderful rebound of Duclaw Brewing, a return to their significance and importance to craft brewing. Founder Dave Benfield recognized that with more breweries and subsequently more competition, he needed to make changes and refine aspects in the operation of his brewery. Duclaw Brewing is making some really good beer again, and craft beer enthusiasts are taking notice. In this part three on Duclaw Brewing's resurgence, regional sales manager Brooke Simmons walks us through some of the beers in Duclaw's portfolio. First up, a beer that is literally called regular beer. A beer so regular that it has an all-white label with regular beer, a beer that tastes like beer, printed boldly in black.
After this kind of turnaround of Duclaw, the sours have become very popular. Several different lines of sour beer. You got hazy IPAs, you got all these different beers, but there's no regular beer. So I'm like, maybe we should make a regular beer. And they're like, well, what do you want to call it? Regular beer. Just tells people exactly what it is. You know what you're going to get already when you get it. It's regular beer.
And although the name is simple, the beer is a rock solid golden lager. Our next beer, Haze of Glory.
Citra and Amarillo hopped hazy IPA called Haze of Glory. So 6.3% alcohol, easy drinking, low bitterness.
Smooth, soft, and a really good hazy IPA. We then had Citra Snuggie, part of Duclaw's double IPA series. Delicious, but it'll be tough to find because their latest beer in their double IPA series called Rule of Three has been released. But look for both. Now, time to taste another Duclaw craft beer.
Next one is Strawberry Letter 23. It's a sour IPA with strawberry. The thing I like most about this one is that it's 7% alcohol, but drinks like juice. So, sneaky. It does this cool transition thing when you're drinking it, where you get that kind of like sharp tartness, the acidity up front, and then transitions to hops and then strawberry way out. It's really well balanced between those components. That's one of the things that I guess, as far as changing my mind about Duclaw, that's the one that really put me over the edge, where I was like, holy crap, Duclaw, really, like, this is a good beer.
We then moved on to Sour Me Peach Sherbet, one of the beers in Duclaw's Sour series, a beer that was so well received after its release last year that Duclaw knew they had to brew it again this year. Brooke and I wrapped up our tasting session with a Goza-style beer, featuring a name and artwork that embraces Baltimore. The can is orange and has a pennant incorporated into the label design, and the beer's name is Goza O's. Refreshing, slightly tart, with cantaloupe and black lava sea salt, and easy to drink. To Duclaw Brewing and its fantastic turnaround story, cheers. Cheers.